The Friday Huddle team sat down at their mahogany table to come up with the next big idea in radio. Then someone said,
hey, what if we do a countdown?
This is the Friday Huddle's Top 5. For Spirit Internet and IT, all of your business IT and telco needs under one roof.
Well, after yourself, indulge and talk about yourself over there, Howard. I've only got 4 minutes 23. We've got a hard time out here. Let's get straight into it because the huddle has been amazing with or without Howard since we started. But there was that great moment where Darce went to Luke Tunnicliffe after Lee Simon said our first segment was absolutely no good. You're lucky to be on air this week. So I wanted to go back, and here's a precursor to the top five, but I went back to listen to our very first intro.
This is the Friday Huddle coming your way from the MCG. Huge game coming. It is the Collingwood Football Club up against the Western Bulldogs, and we have got guest galore Dane Swan straight out of the jungle will be joining us here on the Friday Huddle. Jeff Walsh from the Collingwood Football Club.
Listen, exciting, Howard, I would have thought. So it was a long time ago, but it was...
I actually look back and think Lee Simon was right.
But then...
Take it back.
You introed him, and I think he was still in player mode.
We'll start off with the two-time Brownlow medalist who has got his own segment, it must be said, later on this evening. Chris Judd. Hello, Juddy.
Howie, good to be here. Looking forward to it.
Oh, jeez.
Well, there wasn't much time left after Howard spoke for 20 minutes.
That's where Lee was coming from. Now I've got 3 minutes 20. I thought, let's get into the huddle. Friday 2020, the best of this year.
Oh, yes.
Coming in at number 5 is the big fella calling the replay.
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. The Irishman, Tui, penetrating long kick inside forward 50. And McAvoy back there.
I think you're fine. You might be calling the replay, Jake.
I think...
Did a bloody good job of it. I like...
I think like you're right, too. The
he's done a Sandy Roberts on us.
Oh, that was brilliant, Duke. We love that. We haven't got a lot of time. So, look, I could have been 5-4-3-2-1 with how good I've been this year. But I slotted myself in here. Friday night is always a bit of a worry, led by a man who has trouble saying sorry. From fat shaming to drop naming... He yearns for his voice to be deeper. Somehow, Erica thought he'd be a keeper. Out for all that he can get, from the 6x6 to Red Rooster and Blue Bet. Working for a bookie, how desperate can you get? That was number 4, Howard. Yeah. That was all about you.
I can't believe you've thrown your own stuff.
That was all about
you. Not to you.
I tell you what, we do a lot of research. As you know, I came handed with a lot of stats last week. I just stat after stat. It was unbelievable stuff. So here is number 3.
Capable goal kicker. Big Segsy for a big man. Had a 6-goal haul versus Port Adelaide in round 10.
Must have been a big game for Segler. Must have been personal best, those 6 goals back in round 10.
Yep.
Our man hasn't got something. He hasn't misspoke, has he?
I think it was Gunston.
Righto.
It didn't seem right that Segsy kicked 6, actually, as I said.
Can't remember that happening.
I was thinking it must have been a big game if Gunston kicked 6 and Segler as well.
Jeez.
Go do your own research, Duke.
That was a warning for Swamp.
Coming in quickly at number 2 was Danger and Juddy trading resumes.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you do want to sort of compare myself and Chris, I know I've gotten pretty hard at Chris tonight, but, you know, no doubt an incredible career, but it really only took one contest with me for it to end all of it. So, you know, the ACL went... And that was the end of it. We didn't see him again.
Paddy, once you captain a flag and win a couple of Brownlows, you're ready to go. And, you know, a lot of people say you haven't won a Brownlow, so you've won two. I think that's unfair. I think that's unfair. It isn't a achievement to win one. But still a bit of work for you to do, Paddy, but keep chipping away.
So that was Juddy and Danger, two of the best going at it. We've got 20 seconds to go. What else could be number one than this?
You've given me reason, though, to ask subsequent questions about Eddie Betts right now, though.
I've given you reasons?
Yeah.
Well, whoop-dee-doop.
He's finished with whoop-dee-doop. Outstanding, Dave. Give us a whoop-dee-doop to the break, Judge.
Whoop-dee-doop.
Well done, Nate.